Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Outdoor Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. Danny Long here. I want to talk a little bit about Cardinal Corner. If you want to enjoy nature's entertainment, I hope you see my friends Pam and Lee from Cardinal Corner. There at Cardinal Corner, you're going to find a huge selection of squirrel-proof feeders. Going to attract all kinds of birds, from robins to mourning doves, cardinals to finches. And if you want to attract hummingbirds like so many folks, Cardinal Corner has a spectacular selection of hummingbird feeders, swings too. And they have, without a doubt, the freshest bird seed around. You're going to attract more birds with that fresh bird seed. And we remind you every week to subscribe to that online newsletter. All kinds of tips and stories. Subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. I hope you stop in and see Lee and Pam. They're in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy is at the Newport Center location. Call them, 651-455-6556, or again online at cardinalcorner.com. You will find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning, Jim. Officially 65 degrees here in the Twin Cities.
Same here, 65 and overcast. When you look out the window there at CCO, is it cloudy too?
It is, but the forecast, at least to those folks, they're saying it should be clearing.
Okay.
Later on today, we should see sunshine.
That would be great.
Yeah.
We've got a light northwest wind, and I'm calling, of course, I'm observing from our yard in the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. We've got the window open and been listening to house wren, song sparrow, eastern bluebirds, American robins singing, and blue jays calling. It is a beautiful morning. Sun rose 5:48 and sets at 8:51, giving us 15 hours and 3 minutes of daylight. We've lost 13 minutes of daylight since last Sunday and a total of 33 minutes since June 21st, the solstice when summer began, astronomical summer began in the Northern Hemisphere. Our normal high is 84, normal low 64. Records for today, July 22nd in the Twin Cities, high 105, set 84 years ago, 1934, 105 degrees, record high. Record low, 49, set 71 years ago, 1947. On this day, 21 years ago, 1997, it rained 2.69 inches on the Twin Cities, and that's record precipitation. The waxing gibbous moon set this morning at 1:59. It's about the time Danny's getting up.
That's almost true.
Oh, isn't that terrible? Okay. And rises this afternoon at 4:41. And I did see last Sunday evening the crescent moon next to the planet Venus. And then last night, about 10:30, I walked out to see the bright planet Jupiter a few degrees west of the gibbous moon. About a half hour after sunset, look for the planet Venus in the west and Jupiter in the south. Both are bright, star-like objects that you can see with the naked eye easily. If you use a telescope, then you can see a disk, and that's the difference between a star and a planet as far as looking at it. With the close-by planets, anyway, you can see this disk and see sometimes, just you can see much more on it. Anyway, but then a spot of light. All kinds of things happening outdoors. Look for the first flight to Canada geese. Whole family groups can be seen in the air. The adults have been flightless since molting their flight feathers in mid-June, and the young that hatched this year are testing their new wing feathers. Now, I haven't seen it yet. Julie Brophy saw them testing their wings in Victoria yesterday, or maybe the day before. But at least we know that they're going to be in the air very, very soon. So watch for those first Canada geese flying. The first Carolina grasshoppers are on the wing. I saw a couple of them flying yesterday. They have a crinkly, dark-colored wings with light-colored outer margins. Also, the katydids are on the wing. Now, these are about an inch and a half long, look like grasshoppers, green grasshoppers. And the males call katydid in a persistent way. And when you hear them, you know, it's just like part of the what we call the summer evening, one of the sounds of the evening. Wild blueberries are now ripe in northern Minnesota. A good place to look for them is in Jack Pine Forest. Also, garden blueberries are ripe. Blueberries are close to 85% water. They taste great and nutritionally contain vitamins A and C plus calcium, phosphorus, potassium, and some B vitamins. So eat blueberries if you can, and go pick them if you can. Russian sage, purple coneflowers, hydrangeas, daylilies, and hollyhocks are among the showy blooming garden plants right now. Hollyhocks have been cultivated in China for close, they had been cultivated in China for close to 1,000 years before being introduced into England in 1573. And there in England, the plants caught on quickly, won favor with gardeners because of the long blooming period in the summer. Mary Brislance from Lutzen along the north shore of Lake Superior reports that there is a display of her late husband, David Brislance's photos. He is a wonderful wildlife photographer. And this display is at Cross River Heritage Center in Schroeder. It's open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4 p.m., and Sundays, 11 to 2. They're closed Mondays. Mary also notes that red elderberry fruit is ripe and that eastern chipmunks and white-throated sparrows are among the wildlife eating the fruit. Wild red raspberries are also ripe. Service berries are ripening. It looks like a good crop this year. Her son John spotted recently fledged eastern bluebirds and morning warblers just this weekend. Jim Hufter from Rice, that's in Benton County, reports that purple martins have left his yard. They only nest once each summer. Now, some birds are recurrent nesters, but the martins just one time. Little Rock Lake, water temperature has dropped down to 74, was up to 78 a week ago. More monarch butterflies than he can remember in the last few years. That is what he's seeing. He just notices more of the monarchs. Diane and Dave Herring from Waterville area spent last week in the Ely area and report seeing a female common merganser with three ducklings. Two were on her back. We usually think of young riding on the backs of common loons, but here they saw it on common mergansers. Their son, Captain Rob Herring from Optimum Fishing Charters out of Barker's Island at Superior, Wisconsin, reports that the surface water temperature of Lake Superior yesterday morning at 7:10, and that's 2 miles out from Duluth Superior, was 61.5. Now that's getting pretty warm for Lake Superior. 25 feet down, water temperature 52.2. Do we have time for a little more?
Sure, sure.
I'm just grabbing my notes here.
Or we can talk about by the yard.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that for a while. I know Jim has more nature notes. By the yard, folks, Jim, that aren't familiar with it, we talk every week and have for years about the CCO Land Company called By the Yard down near Jordan, Minnesota, that make out of recycled plastic milk jugs. We always say that if you think it's real light furniture that blows away in the least bit of wind, you know that's not true.
Oh, ours hasn't moved an inch, and you can't believe the winds we've had here.
That's true. It is maintenance-free, to say the least. You leave it outside. I guess, I don't know about you, Jim, that's what attracted us to it. If you don't have room for storage, leave it on your deck or wherever. If you have a lake home, perfect, doesn't matter. You don't ever have to stain it or paint it. What you do is you set it out there and forget about it, just enjoy it, it's comfortable. And we mentioned this from time to time, Jim, that only By the Yard stands behind their product for 35 years. Talk about a warranty on furniture. Designed and built here in Minnesota, family run, over two decades, by people who live in Minnesota, and they know what they're doing. Jim and I remind you, we hope you have a chance to take that quick drive down 169 and check out their showroom that Jim and I have been there many times. Some great ideas. You don't have to imagine that they have all these displays, right, Jim? And you can see how things really will set up nicely at your home.
I love their displays. You just walk through it. You can just kind of imagine a setting like for your own yard.
Yeah.
And the settings are set up so it looks like another room in your house.
That really is true. Big showroom. Well, I'll tell you what. Easiest way, get online. You can order that free color catalog. It's got directions to the showroom and the colors and styles, etc. Buytheyard.net. Buytheyard.net. Order that finishing touches for your yard today. All right, Jim, what else do you have?
Well, I've got reports from CCO Land and CCO Land listeners. Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield report that the second batch of Eastern Bluebird young are hatching. They're five young in one house and four in another, and four eggs yet to hatch, and it's still another house. Had their first garden big tomato this Friday, July 20th, and Marlene has been picking string beans. They have found a white crab spider, and they've also seen a yellow one, and now they found out that this spider is able to change from white to yellow. And these spiders perch, or I don't know if you call it perching, but maybe standing or clinging to flowers, and they're waiting for like honeybees and other insects to come along, and that's their food. They have spotted. That's the other one. I can't go into that. That's somebody else's observation. We got Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault said that Japanese beetles have been a real problem this summer, and now they're feeding on the paper birch foliage. But he said, and this is pretty incredible, he said, I think that northern cardinals are eating the Japanese beetles. So he's going to observe it and find out if that's true.
That would be good.
Yes. The other day, he and Lisa found more than a dozen different types of butterflies at Riverbend Nature Center, Eastern Tiger Swallowtail, Giant Swallowtail, Black Swallowtail, Great Spangled Fritillary, Northern Pearly-Eyed, Pearl Crescent. Those are just a few of them. And they said on the restored prairie, big blue-stemmed grass is now blooming, compass plant is blooming, and over 6 feet tall, Monarda, gray-headed coneflowers, those are some of the others that are blooming. In their own yard, they have seen the black phase of the Eastern Tiger Swallowtail, the first one. They've been hearing the yellow-billed cuckoo singing, still singing, and they took a walk last evening in Riverbend Nature Center, heard blue-gray gnatcatchers, house wren, marsh wren, American goldfinches, and field sparrow. There's not as much singing of birds now as there was, let's say, a few weeks ago. The renowned monarch butterfly expert, Dr. Lincoln Brower, passed away this past week at age 86. He served as a biology professor at Amherst College and the University of Florida, and the last 20 years as a research professor at Sweetbriar College. Since 1976, Brower's research focus turned to studying the extraordinary monarch wintry colonies in Michoacán, Mexico, and to the microclimate protection provided by the forest. On his first visit to Mexico in 1977 to this wintering site, he recognized that the colonies could be lost to deforestation, and his work expanded to include conservation on behalf of the monarch butterfly. Lincoln Brouwer worked tirelessly to protect the monarch's overwintering habitats in Mexico, raising awareness through his research and many reports and interviews with national and international media organizations. Lincoln Brouwer said in a 2013 interview for the Sweetbriar magazine, "To me, a monarch is a treasure, like a great piece of art. We need to develop a cultural appreciation of wildlife that's equivalent to art and music." Well, it happens that Elizabeth Howard and Julie Brophy worked for Journey North, and they were in contact with Lincoln Brouwer quite often. And they said, Journey North is an online science education project in which elementary and secondary school students and others track the journey of the monarch butterfly, ruby-throated hummingbird, and other wildlife and seasonal changes. And what Elizabeth said about Lincoln Brouwer, she said, "What a loss of a wonderful human being, a colleague and a friend who challenged us, fed our curiosity, and inspired us. We will miss him so much. Seeing a monarch will forever mean remembering Lincoln Brouwer." And Julie says, "Happily, there are many monarch butterfly larvae on milkweed plants in our garden. Another generation taking place, and we thank Lincoln Brouwer for the generations to come." Just a truly, truly great biologist who did so much to help not only the monarch butterfly, but really the whole world. Do we have time for a few more?
Sure.
Janine Borland, a Minnesota DNR area wildlife manager, says that there is a shoreline viewing opportunity at Freeborn Lake in Freeborn County. And she says, "We have Freeborn Lake in drawdown this summer and have managed to create a new rim of fresh mudflat." And, of course, this attracts shorebirds. They're gathering there, and so are the Franklin's gulls. She says that's one of her favorite wildlife, the Franklin's gulls. And from Larry Backlund, who lives just north of the Twin Cities, sent me an email. He is seeing many more monarch butterflies this spring and the summer than in years ago. Several neighbors who are growing swamp milkweed and common milkweed from seeds I gave them also said they are seeing more monarchs this year. "Good news," Larry Backlund says, in light of the few years of bad news for monarchs. Larry has brought inside over 20 monarch caterpillars to raise and protect weather and predators. So far, 8 have become chrysalids, and in a couple of days, the first one should emerge as adult monarch butterflies. And Rick Haley, our friend from Delano, has Mexican sunflowers growing. They're blooming now, and they attract monarch butterflies and many, many other butterflies. And Rick Larson says, "For a couple of days now, I've had a female downy woodpecker come to my hummingbird feeder, and she was drinking nectar, even though I put suet out for her." Well, we have the same thing. Downy woodpeckers come and drink the sugar water from our hummingbird and oriole feeders, and they're not the only ones. I've been keeping track of several other types of birds that are coming for the sugar water. He says, "We have wild turkeys coming to our house every morning and evening, feeding off the corn that I leave out for critters like gray squirrels."
by the way, you mentioned the monarchs. Had a text a bit ago. Said, "Good morning. So many monarchs this year. This is White Bear Lake. Minnesota had a 5 at one time. Haven't seen the swallowtails yet.
Yes, and that's just what we heard from the people in Faribault. The Eastern Tiger Swallowtail, the Black Swallowtail, the Giant Swallowtails are out, so look for them.
I don't know if Mike Lynch mentioned this, but a texter says, last night we saw quite a few meteors. Maybe it's the beginning of the Perseids? Maybe? I don't know.
I would think so. I'm not sure. You know, I should have looked at my meteor calendar.
We'll have to talk to Mike tomorrow.
Yes,
he will know. Well, Jim, okay. We have to take our leave, but we hope we can chat again next week. What do you say?
Yeah, we're off to church and looking forward to a fun day on the lake with our grandkids.
Oh, have a great day. Should be really good.
Yeah, go out in the pontoon boat and I'll take the water temperature before I jump in.
All right, good idea.
Okay.
Thank you, Jim. We'll talk next week. Jim Gilbert with more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.